Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can you open your Bibles with me into 2 Corinthians chapter 10? And I'm going to build a little foundation. Last week, the title of the message was called The Union of Communion. And we talked about where the Word of God says, be not yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion does light have with darkness? And it was a kind of a wake-up word. And today I believe I'm going to talk about the how-to. In other words, how can we do those things that God's called us to do? And how can we be that man or woman that God's called us to be? And so, I was reminded when I was studying that when I was a young man, a couple years ago, when I was a young man, I joined the Navy, and I went to basic training outside of Great Lakes, Illinois. And I was reminded when I got to boot camp, it was kind of a great experience for me, but we're not going to go into that part. But first thing they did is they issued me my uniform. And after they issued our uniforms, they issued our arms, our weapon. And then we began to train. And one thing about boot camp and the training, we were trained to endure. Amen. So those long times of working out and things we did and exercise was so when we were on the battlefield that we could be strong, right? So what the Lord was showing me is that's the same, that you're a soldier of God. You're men and women, you're children of God. And we have the same mentality. In other words, God does the same thing as I think most of the military got their things from the Word of God. I think most of our government got the layout of things from the Word of God. A lot of things are established by His Word. So when I was thinking about this, there was something that popped into my heart, and it was the word destiny. And God was speaking to my heart, and He wanted me to tell you that God has destined you for greatness. And because God has destined you for greatness, the adversary is trying to get in your way. And so all of us have a destiny. So when you think of that word destiny, what comes to your mind? And I want you to ponder that a moment. But I want you to look at this familiar scripture. And we're going to build on this today and see what the Lord wants to do. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 3, the Word of God says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. For the message this morning, I'm just going to focus on verse number 4 that says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, or to the pulling down of strongholds. The title of this message this morning is A Day with Destiny, and I really wanted that to be D-A-T-E there, because the date is dressed, armed, trained, and enduring. So when you think about destiny, and I'm trying to paint a picture in your mind that brings to remembrance something. So when you think of the word, when every time you hear the word date, I want to sow into your mind that you're dressed, you're armed, you're trained, and you're enduring. Amen? So you're dressed, armed, trained, and enduring. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of the Word. Let's lift the Word together and make a declaration with me in the house. Repeat after me and say, I believe this is the written Word of God. God wrote this Word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything that God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. So, Lord, I pray right now. I pray that you speak through me this morning, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathered here today. Father, that you have a purpose and a plan in every heart and every life of each and every one. So, Father, we praise you and give you glory for in advance for what you're going to accomplish in this house today. And we'll never cease to give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So first we're going to look at to dress. Amen. In other words, when I got dressed this morning, what did I do? I put something on, right? Praise God. And everybody said, thank you, Jesus. So turn me to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6. If you're first time here, I jumped through the word and I moved pretty quick. Might be inside your bulletin. There's a note page. It'll be easier for you just to sometimes to take notes because you might not be able to keep up. Not trying to leave anybody behind, but I'm trying to have a window and an opportunity to speak, and I know when my time's up and I got a window. You know what the window is? It's the attention span of the people that are in the room. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to spark interest so our minds open up to receive what the Lord wants to say today. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 11, he said, to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. There's one thing that I was reminded of and I was taught. Now, when I went into the Navy, I was in a nuclear weapon division. I was in a top secret division in the Navy. And I had information that others didn't have, okay? And in this thing, when we look at our enemy and who we're bound, he tells us to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Because our adversary doesn't fight fairly. The adversary will give you a low blow. The adversary will come in any which way he can. Amen. So what we were trained in the military, we were trained to know our adversary. Amen. Not only to be aware. So he's telling you and I, God gives us instructions. Hey, that we're in a war. There's a battle for your soul. And God says, first and foremost, you need to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles and the deceit of the adversary. Amen. In other words, we recognize that, hey, we gotta get dressed. We gotta put on our uniform. Our uniform is Christ Jesus. Amen. So look with me in Ephesians chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7. 2 Corinthians 6. Verse 7. He tells us not to give any offense in anything, okay? What happens so many times is Christians get offended. Somebody says something, or somebody looks at you a funny way, or somebody does something, and the adversary feeds that to sow offense. But the Word of God says that we are protected by the Word of truth, in verse 7, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. The right hand is the sword of the Spirit. The left hand is the shield of faith. In other words, when we're in this battle, we stand by the word, but the shield of faith quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked. In other words, it's righteousness on our right hand and on our left hand. Amen. So as a soldier, as a child of God, God says for you and I to be dressed. He says in Romans 13, verse 12, he says, for the night is far spent, but the day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Amen. So in other words, it's important for you and I as children of God, the first thing that we get up in the morning, the first thing we should do is put on our armor. I don't know about you, but when I get out of bed, I have a system of things I do. You know, I usually don't put my armor on before I brush my teeth. Brush my teeth first. Amen. Amen. I don't want to blow no bad breath on the Lord. I brush my teeth, but then I put on the armor of God. I get in the Word. Amen. Because I know the adversary is going to come some way, somehow, every day. Amen. And if you think that he's going to leave you alone, you're confused. Amen. God even warned us. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. In other words, there's things that come against a child of God. In other words, the adversary sees the favor of God on your life, and he hates it. And what he wants to do is he wants to sneak in the back door and try to mess you up. And he's constantly doing that. You know, and he's constantly doing that because so many times we work and operate so much in the flesh and not in the spirit. Is he okay? All right. Oh, okay. I'm the same way. Okay. Hallelujah. Be with little Timothy, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But he's telling us that hey, the night is far spent. And there's all kinds of darkness around us. You know? So we're to cast off that works of darkness and we're to keep ourselves armed in the light of God. Amen. He says, not only are we dressed, but we're armed. We're armed and dangerous, but not dangerous to one another. Hello? But dangerous to the adversary. Dangerous to the rulers of darkness. Dangerous to the principalities and darkness. Look at me in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. He tells us to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. In other words, this helmet of salvation keeps my mind where I can bring under captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, where I can cast down every imagination that exalted itself above the knowledge of God. The helmet of salvation, the no-so mentality of who I am. And the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding, according to Philippians 4:7, will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. I have that helmet of salvation, and that's a no-so. It's not a maybe-so. It's not a perhaps-so. It's a no-so mentality. Amen? And I know by the Word of God, the Word of God says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12, my only offensive weapon against the adversary is the Word of God. And the Word says, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. In other words, I'm not battling with people. I'm battling with darkness and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness. Amen. Why? Look, your neighbor says, because you're destined for greatness. Hallelujah. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. You know, in this world and life, through Christ Jesus and the body of Christ, you can accomplish whatever you set your heart to do when you make your mind up to do it. Amen. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, as we're speaking this word of God, something needs to be generated inside of us so we can take and be who God's called us. We can take what belongs to us and we can be who God's called us to be. Amen. And in other words, God says you cannot do it on your strength. But my strength is made perfect in your weakness. In other words, if I get to the point where I think I can do it without being connected to Him, I'm doing it on my own strength and my own power. And I fail and I fall short. And the adversary bruises me and beats me up. But then I got to get into the mentality I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. It's His power and His strength. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Has the devil been picking on anybody in here lately? Do you hear what the Spirit of God is saying? He is saying to you that you have a date with destiny. He is saying to you that you need to get dressed. That you've got to put on the armor of God. That you've got to arm yourself. This is the only weapon that the enemy understands and will bow to. Every name named in heaven and earth must bow. Every name, every demon, every devil, every bit of darkness must bow to the word of God. And in other words, God wants you to know, this is what I'm armed with. I'm not armed with a big mouth, even though I got a big mouth. I'm armed with the Word of God. And it's quick. And it's powerful. And it's sharp against any devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants you to recognize who you are in Him. He says, hey, not only are we dressed, not only are we armed, but we're also trained. Amen. In other words, here's the training. Ephesians 6:12. Here's what the Lord wants to give in your heart. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Here's the problem with the body of Christ. They put a face on their battle. Somebody said this or somebody did that. And all of a sudden you put an identity on it. And the adversary's having a heyday. He's just laughing at you. Because you put a face on it. And God wants you and I to understand, we're not wrestling with people. This word isn't going to go and stick people with. And that's what we do. We try to stick people with the word. Oh, it's a sword. Take that, brother. How'd that deal? No. This weapon is against the adversary. Hallelujah. It's against the darkness. It's against wickedness. It's against the spiritual world. Our battle isn't in the natural. And if you fight it in the natural, you will not win the battle. You will not win the battle because the battle is the Lord's. He said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. And when you continue to try to fight this in the natural, you're beating yourself up and you're beating others up also. Hallelujah. And the adversary is just sitting back laughing. He's having a heyday. He said, look at them beating on each other. You with me? Hallelujah. Turn me to 1 Timothy chapter 1. Paul, speaking to his student Timothy, he says in 1 Timothy 1:18, he says, I charge, I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou byest them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith in a good conscience, which something having putting away concerning faith have made shipwreck. Amen. That we war a good warfare. Right? What did we just start? What is our scripture today? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or fleshy, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. So whatever we're battling with, we're not battling against people. Amen. I'm not here to tell anybody how bad they are. I'm telling you how good God is. Amen. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we expected or even asked for. Hallelujah. Let's don't keep him in a little box. He's not in a little box. He's God. He fills the whole universe and he fills the whole atmosphere, and we can't keep him controlled in a box. Let's let God out of the box. Hallelujah. Let's let him out of the box and let's recognize in our battle. When somebody comes and says something to me, or somebody that hurts my feelings, hallelujah, I'm not going to respond. I'm going to pray against the spirit of darkness that came upon them, that put the words in their mouth, flowed through them. Excuse me. I got tongue-tied. Probably for talking too slow. Huh? What? Amen. So look with me in 1 Timothy chapter 6. The Apostle Paul writes to Timothy in 6:11. He says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called, and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen? In other words, we're in a battle, but we're not in a battle with people. Don't put a face on it. Don't put a face on it. Because if we put a face on it, we start battling with the person, the adversary gets to go free. You know, he says, you know, in this basic training, when we got there, I said, they gave me my uniform. I got dressed. They gave me my weapon. I was armed. They put me through basic training. I was trained. I was trained to endure. Amen. You know, and the Word of God says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 1, let's go back first. I don't want to go there. I want to go to Ephesians 6 first. Excuse me. We're talking about standing, enduring. The Word of God says in verse 13, in Ephesians 6, 13, he said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen? The gospel of peace. And the gospel of peace comes in, hey, I'm not here to tell anybody, I said it before, that how bad you are. I'm here to tell you how good Jesus is. Amen? You have a date with destiny, dressed, armed, trained to endure. Now turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It's God's word, not my word. He sent his word to accomplish. Amen. He says in verse 1, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Amen. In other words, God doesn't say in his word it's going to be easy. Paul would say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And let me tell you something. Paul went through some things. But I want you to get a hold of what helps me endure and what helps you endure too. So turn with me to Luke chapter 10 and some of my favorite words of Jesus. He said in verse number 17 of Luke 10, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. You know, the Bible says, the Word of God says, without vision, people perish. And in other words, if you can't get a picture of your salvation, the enemy's going to beat you up and you can't see past where you're at. Amen. In other words, God paints you a picture. God shows you something in front so you have something to work towards, that you have something to walk towards, that you have something to believe in Him for. In other words, he said that, hey, every name named in heaven and earth must bow the name of Jesus. He's given us authority in the name of Jesus. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Amen? This is how we endure. Amen? We endure by faith. Matter of fact, in Romans chapter 8, man, I love the Apostle Paul. You know, if you just get a picture of this man's life and what he went through, amen, and how God used him, amen, and is still using him today because we're still speaking about him today. He's still impacting lives today. The Word of God says in Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 35, it says, who shall separate us from Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature is able to separate us. Underline that. Us. From the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. What is God saying to you and I in closing today? He is saying to you and I simply that, hey, turn me to 1 John 5, 4. The Word of God says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is our victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5, 4. So what is the Lord saying in closing today? We have a date with destiny. And when we think about this day, we want to think, first off, that, hey, he gives us instructions to be dressed. He gives us instructions to be armed. He gives us instructions to be trained. and he gives us instructions to endure.